noche no chata. Las piernas ni fianta fianta. Diga ni ganga ni faenda con Malawi. Diga tanda y de bushiri, baby. Pempelo yanga.
Caution statement from filmmaker David Kazadi for allegedly producing obscene material. The Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center has voiced concern over ACC silence on corruption investigations. In international news, former Deputy President of South Africa David Mabuza has died. In sports, Thelma Chawinga has discussed which team she wants to see lift the WAFCON trophy.
And now, the Power FM News.
To present the lunchtime news, my name is Viola Chuma. Police in Lusaka have recorded a warn and caution statement from David Kazadi, 33, a Longacres residence for allegedly producing obscene material. Mr. Kazadi was arrested on July 2, 2025, following allegations that between June 2023 and June 2025, he made and circulated an obscene video involving actress Maka Halwinti on social media platforms. Police Assistant Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilabi says investigations into the matter are ongoing and the suspect is currently in custody.
The suspect was apprehended on July 2, 2025 in Longacres area. Brief facts of the matter are that between June 2023 and June 2025, on and on dates and times within Lusaka district, David Kazadi is alleged to have made and produced an obscene video tending to corrupt morals, which was subsequently circulated on various social media platforms. Meanwhile, investigations into the matter are ongoing and the suspect is currently detained in custody.
Opposition Citizens First leader Harry Calabar has alleged Zambians have lost interest in the UPND administration. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Calabar said the promises to improve the economy have not been fulfilled. He says government should have focused on improving the lives of Zambians by reducing the cost of living. Mr. Calabar added that the UPND party would not be victorious in the 2026 general elections.
Kuno Eastern, Kuno Western, Vale Povazio, Estromo, Vale Pona.
Meanwhile, UPND Central Province Information and Publicity Secretary Fred Dekunga has described Mr. Kalava's claims as baseless.
He holds his own opinion, and he can say that took in consideration. Let's look at all the results everywhere. Even if we're saying Lumezi came number three, how can you be proud of coming number three when you are far distant from the 11,000 that your friend has got? You are just in hundreds. And then you say, no, I came number three. You're even proud. UPND, for his information, is becoming even more stronger today.
In another development, the Action Institute for Policy Analysis Center has expressed deep concern over the Anti-Corruption Commission's prolonged silence regarding investigations into corruption allegations involving several cabinet ministers and top government officials. The Institute has observed it has been a 4 years since ACC Deputy Director General Monica Mwansa announced that these high-profile cases were under investigations, yet no updates have been provided to the public or stakeholders. APAC's Executive Director Solomon Goma has since urged the ACC to break its silence by providing comprehensive updates on the status of the investigations. He emphasized that transparency and accountability are critical to restoring public confidence in the fight against corruption. Ms. Tangoma also called on the ACC to conduct all investigations impartially and thoroughly, underscoring that public trust hinges on the Commission's ability to act decisively and transparently.
IPAC urges the ACC to provide a comprehensive update on the investigations, including the number of cases being investigated and the progress made so far, and the expected timeline for completion. This would help to alleviate concerns, suspicions, and demonstrate government and the Commission's commitment to transparency and accountability toward the fight against corruption. Furthermore, IPAC calls on the ACC to ensure that the investigations are conducted in a fair, impartial, and thorough manner, that those found guilty of corruption are held accountable while innocent individuals are exonerated and their reputations restored. The fight against corruption requires transparency, accountability, and public trust. IPAC believes that by providing regular updates and briefings for the ACC can help build confidence in its work and demonstrate its commitment to upholding the principles of integrity and accountability in various institutions. The people of Zambia deserve to know.
Religious and Affairs Chaplaincy Services Copperbelt Provincial Chairperson Reverend Chaplain Samuel Chikote says economic gains and losses must be highlighted in equal measure. Speaking in Dola, the clergyman praised President Hakainde Hichilema for what he termed positive work to turn the fortunes of the economy positively. Reverend Chikote noted that the appreciation of the kwacha against major convertibles, reduction in fuel and millimeal prices, and road infrastructure development as positives that need amplification by the general public. He further mentioned Mr. Hichilema's commissioning of the 100-megawatt solar plant in Chisamba, among others, as a measure to curb power shortages as the country pushes for increased industrial activity.
For example, you know, there's a fuel reduction, millimeal, and many other things. We have not heard people talking or commenting, but when there is an increase, people cry the loudest. But when there is a reduction, like we have seen, there's no one is talking. So let's give credit to where it's due, and let's commend the president for what he is doing and for what he has done. One of the issues is the issue of the dollar. We need also to recommend the president. The Ndola Lusaka Jora Kajwe is one of the projects that we need to recommend the president about. Just recently, he was in December, where was the commission launching or commissioning the solar project. And so these are some of the things that you must talk, so that we don't only dwell on the negativity, but where something good has happened, we don't want to speak.
In international news, the latest report from the United Nations expert group regarding the conflict in Eastern DRC reignites accusations against Rwanda. The document indicates a significant presence of Rwandan soldiers, up to 6,000 personnel, on Congolese territory between January